This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manantha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli leaves for four-day official visit to China. Candidates from various political parties secure local government positions as result of local-level by-election continue to come. And Israel intensifies strikes on Gaza as Hamas and rival Palestinian groups Fatah hold talks in Egypt. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has left for Beijing for a four-day official visit to the People's Republic of China. The Prime Minister embarked on the visit to neighboring friendly country China at the friendly invitation of Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Prime Minister Oli was bid farewell by Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Mansingh, along with other high-ranking dignitaries and ministers at the VVIP launch of Tribhuvan International Airport. Earlier, Prime Minister Oli was presented with a guard of honor by a unit of the Nepali Army. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during Prime Minister Oli's stay in Beijing, Prime Minister Oli will call on Chinese President Xi Jinping and discuss various issues of bilateral interest. Prime Minister Oli is also scheduled to meet China's National People's Congress Standing Committee Chairman Cao Leisi. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli will be accompanied by his spouse Radhika Shakya. The Nepali delegation also includes Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva, Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Economic and Development Advisor Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara, parliamentarians, high-ranking government officials, private sector representatives and media persons. The Prime Minister-led delegation is scheduled to return home on 5th of December. The vote count results of the local-level by-elections held on Sunday are being updated. According to the election office, Rojina Shrestha of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has been elected ward chair of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 16. Nepali Congress candidate Icha Kumar Maharjan has won the post of ward chair of Kirtipur Municipality 1, securing 562 votes. Similarly, Kumari Southern of CPN UML has been elected chairperson of Siri Zunga Rural Municipality 3 in Taplejung District with 353 votes. Likewise, according to Chief Returning Officer Awani Mainali Bhattarai, Nepali Congress candidate Arjun Prasad Tiwari has been elected ward chair of Hetauda Sub-Metropolitan City 12, securing 2,063 votes. Chief Returning Officer Rajkumar Koirala confirmed that CPN UML candidate Sakibul Khan has been elected ward chair of Ram Gopalpur Municipality 2 in Mahottari District, receiving 631 votes. Meanwhile, CPN UML candidate Jung Bahadur Shahi has been elected chairperson of Mahabur Rural Municipality in Dailik District with 3,127 votes. According to Chief Returning Officer Mukesh Upadhyay, Nepali Congress candidate Titar Shah has been elected ward chair of Gadi Rural Municipality 6 in Sunsari District with 816 votes. According to Ramesh Kumar Joshi, Chief of the District Election Office Saptari, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal has won the post of ward chairs in Dakneshwari Municipality 1 and 4 in Saptari. Dhirendra Kumar Shah was elected ward chair of Dakneshwari 1, while Devendra Prasad Yadav won the post in Dakneshwari 4. Additionally, Nepali Congress candidate Dhirendra Pujara has been elected ward chair of Surma Rural Municipality 4 in Bajang, securing 657 votes. District Election Office Rautahat Chief confirmed that CPN Unified Socialist candidate Bajrangi Prasad Yadav has been elected ward chair of Gadimai Municipality 8 in Rautahat with 655 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Sheikh Abdul Khalik won the post of ward chair of Ishnath Municipality 7, securing 627 votes. According to Assistant Returning Officer Ram Raj Poril, CPN Maoist Center candidate Namo Narayan Machi has been elected chair of Gramthan Rural Municipality with 6,969 votes. Lastly, the Office of the Chief Returning Officer confirmed that Nepali Congress candidate Amin Tharu has won the post of ward chair of Thakur Baba Municipality 4 in Bardia District with 1,043 votes. CPN Maoist Center candidate Devka Lamichane has been elected deputy mayor of Nalgad Municipality in Jajakot, securing 4,272 votes. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has invited foreign investors to apply for investments of up to Rs. 500 million in Nepal. Speaking at the 29th Partnership Summit, organized by the Ministry of Commerce and Industries of India, Minister Bhandari emphasized that Nepal has focused on improving policies and legal frameworks to facilitate the investment environment. Likewise, Minister Bhandari also noted that foreign investors are receiving high returns on their investments in Nepal, which has become a liberal and open market for international trade. Furthermore, Minister Bhandari invited businesses and investors from around the world to explore investment opportunities in Nepal in key sectors like tourism, hydropower, agriculture and IT. The procedure for managing the security of VVIPs and other distinguished individuals has been revised. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the procedure approved by the Cabinet was formally implemented this morning following Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's visit to China. According to the procedure, the number of officials required to attend farewell and welcome ceremonies at the international airport when the President, Vice President or Prime Minister travels abroad has been reduced. Previously, 23 officials were required to be present for the President's international travel. However, from now on, only 14 officials, including the Vice President, Prime Minister and Home Minister, will be present. Similarly, the number of officials accompanying the Vice President and Prime Minister in the international airport has also been reduced, with only 4 and 6 officials required respectively. Additionally, the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the Chairperson of the National Assembly are no longer required to be present at the airport for such departures. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Rival Palestinian groups Fatah and Hamas leaders met in Cairo to discuss a proposal for reopening the Rafah border crossing. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have continued airstrikes on Gaza, targeting areas in Jabalia to the north and Abbasan al-Kabira to the south. According to Al Jazeera, a senior medical official in Gaza accused Israel of using internationally prohibited weapons, claiming the weapons cause bodies to vaporize. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugee suspended shipments through the Karim Abu Salem crossing following multiple attacks on aid convoys. Since October 7, 2023, Israel's offensive has killed at least 44,429 Palestinians, and in Lebanon, Israeli strikes have killed 3,961 people since the war began. U.S. President Joe Biden issued an official pardon for his son, Hunter Biden, on Sunday, despite previous assurances that President Biden would not intervene in his son's legal troubles. Hunter Biden was set to face sentencing this month on federal felony, gun and tax conviction. According to Agence France-Presse, the move is sure to bring fresh scrutiny over the independence of the U.S. judicial system. This is particularly significant at a time when President-elect Donald Trump has moved to appoint loyalists to the FBI and Justice Departments. The United Nations Environment Chief defended the recent collapse of talks on a global plastic pollution treaty. According to Agence France-Presse, head of the United Nations Environment Programme, Inger Andersen, said the ambitious timeline for the deal set in 2022 made it difficult, but emphasized that progress was made despite the lack of an agreement. Nearly 200 countries gathered in South Korea in late November to negotiate the world's first treaty to reduce plastic waste. While over 90% of plastic is not recycled, disagreements between nations on key issues like limiting plastic production stalled the talks. Some countries, especially oil producers like Saudi Arabia and Russia, rejected targets to cut production. United Nations Environment Chief Andersen remains optimistic, believing a final agreement is possible with further negotiations. Now on to a sports update. Chitwan Rhinos has defeated Kathmandu Gurkhas by 5 wickets in the second game of the Siddhartha Bank Nepal Premier League played at the TU Cricket Ground today. Chitwan Rhinos achieved the 112-run victory target in the 70.1 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Santosh Karki hit the highest 28 runs for Chitwan Rhinos. Karki hit 2 fours and 1 six in 31 balls. Earlier, Kathmandu Gurkhas, who were sent into bat first after losing the toss, had made 111 runs at the loss of 9 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali province. At present, there is partial influence of westerly wind in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli leaves for 4-day official visit to China. Candidates from various political parties secure local government position as results of local level by-election continue to come. And Israel intensifies strikes on Gaza as Hamas and rival Palestinian groups Fatah hold talks in Egypt. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.